Psalm 32, a psalm of David, a contemplation. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. And when I kept silent, my bones grew old, through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in the time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Well, Psalm 32 is not a particularly complicated psalm. It doesn't take a whole lot of introspection or study to figure it out. It's a psalm about forgiveness, repentance, guilt, and, forgiveness. It breaks down very easily into sections. The first two verses, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, to the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. Now, you note those three things. We're not saying the perfect man who never sins. Those three things are the one who has sinned, but has been forgiven, whose sin is covered, and God does not count their guilt against them. And in whose spirit there is no deceit, whose spirit follows after God. This isn't something that none of us can attain to. This isn't the perfect person who's something we can't be. This is the person who's forgiven and who has a new spirit from God. Now, children, especially, well, all of us need to hear this. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. Unrepented sin is not fun. When you hide your sin or think you're hiding your sin from God, he knows, he sees it, and he will bring you back to him. If you're his child, we studied that about where God chastises his people not too long ago. He will chastise you and bring you back. And through this, verse 5, I acknowledged my sin, and I have not hidden my iniquity. I confessed my transgressions, and the reaction to it is, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Not ignored it, but forgave my sin. Now, all of us who sin, we need to hear this. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Anyone hearing this, now is the day that the gospel is available. Now is the day you're called to repent and turn toward God, in the time he may be found. If you wait until you're about to die or you've died, it may be too long, too late. But now is the right time, the acceptable day of God. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You'll be protected. You are my hiding place, talking to God, of course. You shall preserve me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance, Selah. And that's a time to stop and think. See what we've heard, that blessed is the one who's forgiven by God, who held his sin and hid it, but then through a chastisement came to turn to God and confess. And we see that person saved and is protected by God. Now the psalmist says to us, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Actually, this is God speaking to us. I will guide you with my eye. Those of us who have dealt with animals, this next part makes sense. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. The psalmist here and God is telling us to learn from the previous example. In the beginning, in verse 3 and 4, this person was like the horse and mule who would not come without being dragged by God, had to be beaten into repentance, so to speak. Well, you don't have to do that. You can turn in grace before you get to that point. Or you can refuse entirely, and then the rest of this is the next sentence is for you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in Jehovah, mercy shall surround him. So people of God, turn to God, repent. Rely on Jesus, and be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. We have a gracious God, a wonderful God, who calls us to repentance, And if he's called us, he will bring us to him. Better to come willfully than to be driven to him through chastisement and pain. And the last verse is to shout to him and sing to him. So we will sing to him praises. We'll sing Psalm 32D.